Hello, my friend. Welcome to my mind. I hope you're staying sane and you are staying safe. If this is your first time here, welcome on board. My name is Valerie and you are in my mind. When we're growing up, our mothers would say, don't talk to any stranger. If you see someone that you do not know trying to talk to you, just walk away. Walk away very swiftly. No. I see most adults are still heeding to this advice. It is said that strangers are friends you are yet to meet. Okay. I know not all strangers are harmless, but there's still some good in humanity, you know. Cobham Zasukwa, one of his TED Talks, he talked about his childhood. You know, he's blind. So he said, when he was a child, he would go out to play with other children and they would keep telling him to jump because there was a gutter. And he would always try to jump. He would always jump. So they kept doing that, and one day he realized that these guys were using his head. There was no gutter, but they were trying to make fun of him, make fun of his blindness, and that did not stop him from always jumping. That did not stop him from always trusting them, because one day they might be right and they might just be a gutter and he doesn't jump. She gets. So he kept trusting regardless. What I'm trying to say is that we shouldn't be hard on strangers. Sometimes they hold your blessings, other times they are your curse. But don't stop being good regardless. You hear people say sometimes you have to be your own savior, sometimes you have to be your own hero. It's a lie. You can be your own savior, then God bothered to send Jesus Christ to die for Yabi. My dear, you need people. Meet people, be nice to people, go out, be open-minded. It's the end of the episode. If you have anything at all you'd like me to talk about here, reach out to me on Instagram at truthinb.w. Until next time, let's be kind and civil to one another out there. Have yourself a very, very, very good day, or a very good night.